And so we continue today in Mishnah Yomi in Tainis Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, the third Mishnah. B'shloshta b'mar cheshvan shol anasagishamim. On the third of the month of Mar Cheshvan, we begin to go ahead and say the same tal umater livracha. Rabbi Gamliel says, b'shivabo. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, we don't begin on the third of Cheshvan. Instead, we begin on the seventh of Cheshvan. Why the seventh of Cheshvan? Chamisha asar yom achar hachag. Because the seventh of Cheshvan is 2 weeks after the conclusion of Sukkis. In order, kidei shiagia acharon shebi yisrael l'nahar pras. Because remember again, after Sukkot, we spoke about this tension already, that although technically speaking, the rainy season really begins on Sukkot, but we don't want to ask for rain at the beginning of Sukkot because we want to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. So we delay, we wait with Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem until Shmini Atzeres, the quote-unquote the last day of Sukkot. And then remember, after that, we go ahead and we begin to say the same Talamat Livracha, which is the actual petitional request, sometime after Sukkot itself. So the Shaila now is, when after Sukkot? So the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, says, the third of Mar Cheshvan. Third of Mar Cheshvan, because that's the beginning, official beginning of the rainy season. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. Why? That's 2 weeks after the conclusion of Sukkot. And the Gemara explains that the pilgrims, the Olei Regel, those who came to Yerushalayim for Sukkot, we wanted to give them, Rabbi Gamliel says, we want to give them time to get back. So the most, the greatest distance then one would have to travel would be a 2 week journey. This way, give a person, and the Gemara points out over here, Nahar Pras is the Euphrates. So that already represents the Jews who are living in Bavel, in Babylonia. So Rabbi Gamliel says, give them 2 weeks to get home after Sukkot, and therefore begin to say the same Tal Umatu Livracha on the 7th of Cheshvan. And in fact, you know, the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. At least in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is Rabbi Gamliel that we begin to, in Eretz Yisrael, they begin to recite the same Tal Umatu Livracha on the 7th of Cheshvan. In Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is a little bit different. We go ahead and we begin to recite the same Tal Umatu Livracha at a different time, a little bit later on. And actually, the Gemara explains that we begin to recite it Biyom Shishim Achar Tekufas Tishrei, literally again on the 60th day after the Tekufa of Tishrei, which again, Emeret Hashem will discuss in coming Mishnayis as well. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Higia Shivasar Mar Cheshvan V'lo Yardu Gishamin. What happens if the 17th of Cheshvan comes and it has not yet rained in Eretz Yisrael? So remember again, by the time you get to the 17th of Cheshvan, that is already, Eretz Yisrael should have already experienced its first rainfall. So if you get to the point in the calendar when the first rainfall should have already occurred, but yet it has not occurred, what happens? Hischilu Hayyam. Individuals would begin to fast a series of three fast days. So remember again, Maseches Tainis gleans its name from the fact that it discusses fast days, and specifically fast days that are focused on a lack of rain. So when do we begin to get concerned? When the 17th of Cheshvan comes, and there again, there should have at least already been one rainfall by then, and it has not yet rained. So individuals, now the Gemara points out, who are these Yechidim? So these Yechidim, the Gemara says, are Hainu Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars. So we would not impose a fast on the general populace, but the Torah scholars, who are considered to be the spiritual leaders of the generation, they begin to fast. Now the way the fast days are set up is what we call Bahab, a Monday, Thursday, Monday setup. So they would begin to fast three fast days. Now, the interesting part about these fast days is they're treated a little bit more lenient in nature. Ochlin v'shosin m'shech hashecha. So first of all, you can eat and drink the night before. You know, the interesting part about a fast day in general is you would assume that a fast day begins at the start of the calendar day. Well, the calendar day, according to the Jewish calendar, begins at night. So you would have thought that these fast days start the night before. Therefore, the Mishnah says no. You could eat and you could drink the night before. And the fast day doesn't really begin until alos, until dawn of that day, dawn of that Monday, dawn of that Thursday, dawn of that following Monday. So therefore, again, that's one kula, that's one leniency in these fast days. You could eat and you could drink the night before. You know, the Gemara has a whole discussion Gemara has a whole discussion about what happens if you wake up, let's say you go to sleep at night, and you wake up before Alos, you wake up before dawn. So are you permitted to go ahead and eat and drink or not? So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Furthermore, not only is there a leniency in the fact that you could eat and drink the night before, but there's also the fast days themselves. As much as we have to abstain from eating and drinking, you don't have to abstain from other things. So for example, you're permitted to work. Malacha is permitted to, you're permitted to work on these fast days. Rechitza, sicha, you're permitted to bathe. You're permitted to put on ointments. Ni'ilas asan, you're permitted to wear shoes. Tashmish amita, one is permitted to engage in marital relations. So the point we're going to see over here is, in this first set of fast days, the three fast days, Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday. This is happening again. If there hasn't been rain by the 17th of Cheshvan, these fast days are treated a bit more leniently. Again, eat and drink the night before, could go ahead and engage in all of these activities day of. What we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos is the longer Eretz Yisrael goes without rain, the greater the intensity and frequency of these fast days. But we will stop over here. These are Shabbos' Mishnayos, and Emir Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with Mishnayos Hey and Vav 5 and 6. Wishing everyone again a guten Chodesh and a good Shabbos.